conversation. 4th of January patient, Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, date of birth, H3, 1956. Steve Davis has been seen in the office since 2014. Per paragraph, previous diagnosis, number one, hypogonadism, number two, pituitary microadenoma, per paragraph. He had been diagnosed with hypogonadism and a pituitary microadenoma at the University of Michigan in 2014, per paragraph. Since then, comma, he has been seen at this office for follow-up of his previous diagnosis, per paragraph. Current medication, Androgel. As testosterone, 20.25 milligrams / 1.25 milligrams a gram per pump at 1.62% transdermal gel daily. Period. Paragraph. Other medications include Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams daily. Period. Paragraph. On this visit, comma, there are no major complaints, and he appears to be doing quite well. Per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for trust systems. Evaluated paragraph on examination. Blood pressure 124 over 72, comma, weight 222 pounds, and BMI is 30. Appears the heart and all the lungs are clear, and the peripheral examination is intact. Per paragraph. Recent lab studies, colon, serum testosterone 308, comma, in the normal range. Period. Liver function tests in 2024 were normal. Appeared LDL cholesterol 157, hematocrit 49.4, comma, TSH 1.96. Period. Paragraph impression. Gonadotropic hypogonadism, comma, likely secondary to a combination of depression and possibly old pituitary microadenoma. Currently stable on his current dose of Androgel, per paragraph. His hemoglobin A1C is 6.5%, comma, indicating possible type 2 diabetes with strong family history. Per paragraph, he is advised to check his blood sugars fasting in the morning, comma, three times per week, and to report those numbers in due course. Per paragraph, as I retire, comma, at the end of March, comma, 2025, comma, he will require follow-up with a new endocrinologist. Per paragraph, in dictation.